Chapter 1. My best friend, a seasoned homicide detective, is a master of discontent. Some say Milo Sturgis enjoys the cold comfort of a sour mood. Grumbling, grimacing, and mumbled curses peak during the muddled middle of murder investigations, when promising leads break their promises. He always gets past it. His solve rate is near perfect, which is why his bosses tolerate the biliousness, messages ignored, memos tossed in the trash unread. I've come to think of Milo as allergic to obedience. Wonder if it's rooted in his rookie days when gay cops didn't exist in the department and he had to look over his shoulder and write his own rule book. But I could be wrong. Temperament's a strong factor in determining personality, so it could just be the way he is. I wonder what his baby pictures look like. Imagine him as one of those infants who look as though they've been weaned on sour pickles. Like a lot of things, we don't talk about it. He doesn't call me in on all of his cases, just the ones he terms different once he's gotten his bearings. This time, he didn't wait. I picked up his phone message when I returned from an 8 a.m. run up Beverly Glen. Misery lusts for company. I'm coming over. If it's a problem, text me. I left the door unlocked and headed for the shower. Before I took two steps, the bell rang. He'd called from the road. Open! He barreled through, convex gut leading the way, head lowered, bulky shoulders piled up around his neck like a muscular shawl. A charging bull, if a bull could find an Aloha shirt that fit. He took a moment to stoop and pat the head of my little French bulldog, Blanche, murmured, "At least someone's smiling," and continued toward the kitchen. Blanche cocked her head and looked up at me, expecting clarification. When I shrugged and followed him in, she gave a world-weary sigh and padded along. Milo's usual thing is to raid the fridge and assemble snacks worthy of construction permits. This time, he filled a coffee cup, sat down heavily at the table, and tugged at the Aloha shirt as if aerating his torso. The shirt was sky blue polyester, patterned inexplicably with cellos and bagels. He wore it tucked into baggy khaki cargo pants that puddled over scuffed desert boots. My true love is a master artisan. She'd designed the kitchen to be sunlit from the south, and this morning's glow was kind to Milo's pallid, pockmarked face. But nothing could mask the cherry-sized lumps rolling up and down his jawline. I filled a mug and settled across from him. Now I'm scared.
By what?
I pointed to his cup. No food.
Sorry for defying your expectations.
His lips curled, but the end product wasn't a smile.
Maybe I had a big breakfast. Maybe I'm showing discretion.
Okay.
That was a shrink okay, if I've ever heard one. Which is fine. I need therapy.
I said nothing. He said,
"There it is, the old strategic silence bit. Sorry, I'll dial it down."
He breathed in and out, pressed mitt-like palms together.
Namaste or whatever. Glad I caught you.
Sip.
Hoping you're free today.
Sip.
Are you?
Appointments from 2 to 5.
That'll work.
He picked up his cup, put it down.
I plead guilty to acute petulance, but it's called for.
Tough case.
It should be so simple.
Sausage fingers drummed the table. Another long inhale-exhale.
Okay.